Later this month, Olympic team trials and Team USA coaches will fill out the roster for the delayed Tokyo Summer Olympics. Some familiar names in women's soccer from Portland and Seattle are surely Tokyo-bound, as well as the Seattle Storm's biggest basketball stars and a pack of Northwest-based distance runners. Some athletes from our region already have locked in their spots, including Oregon State University freshman Jade Carey in gymnastics, weightlifter Harrison Morris of Auburn, Washington, and Seattle paddler Nevin Harrison in canoe sprint. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us more about how the paddler found her path.
19-year-old Nevin Harrison of Seattle has pictured herself competing in the Olympics for many years, mostly as a track sprinter, like the 100 or 200 meter dash.
My mom always tells the story of me being, 4 years old and watching the Olympics and saying, "I'm going to go one day, Mom." And, she was like, "Sure, Nevin, yeah, whatever."
When Harrison was a teenager, she was diagnosed with a hip condition that derailed the hopes of running on the Olympic track.
Hip dysplasia. Yeah, it just means pretty much that my hip sockets are too shallow, so it kind of makes my hips hypermobile, and so running is really difficult.
Now, less than a year out of high school, a turn of events even she calls kind of crazy, Harrison has been officially selected for Team USA, bound for the Summer Olympics. She's still a sprinter, but in a completely different sport. Harrison qualified for the rescheduled Tokyo Games in canoe sprint in the women's solo 200 meters. Harrison transitioned to canoe racing around age 14 to 15, having been introduced to the sport earlier at the end of a sailing camp at Green Lake in Seattle.
On the last day of camp, they let us take out all the sprint boats and just try it, and I totally fell in love with it. It was super challenging, which was kind of foreign to me in sports because I always grew up being pretty athletic, so I kind of loved how difficult it was and I really wanted to, take the time to try to master it.
The tippy racing canoe Harrison launches onto Seattle's Portage Bay for a workout looks nothing like the aluminum canoe you may have paddled at summer camp. It's long and skinny like a torpedo with a flat spot near the middle for the racer to kneel.
Let's head up towards the cut. I think it's going to be sheltered from the wind over there.
Yeah. Harrison's training partner this day is Anna McGrory, a UW sophomore and kayak racer.
Of course, she is a beast to train with, and it's awesome.
How much is the rest?
We have 2 minutes in between each piece, and then in between the sets is five.
So I'll be catching up, trying to keep up.
McGrory marvels at her friend's rapid progression, going in a few short years from newcomer on the scene to 2019 canoe sprint world champion, then at the age of 17, no less. Aaron Houston coached Harrison to that gold medal with the Gig Harbor canoe and kayak racing team.
She loves to race. She loves to work hard. And the higher stakes on the line, she just went faster and faster, and each performance got better and better.
Canoe racing by men has been part of the Summer Olympics since 1924, but Harrison has a chance to win the first Olympic gold medal by a female in her event, because women's canoe is on the Olympic program for the first time. It was added as part of a push for gender parity at the Games. Again, training partner McGrory.
Yeah, so she's doing something no one's ever done for the States. No woman has ever done this. So it's been amazing to watch the ripple effect of how she's inspired younger paddlers. She's inspired a lot of kids from the U.S. that, you can do this, and a lot of young girls, so that's pretty amazing.
Harrison says the one-year delay in staging the Tokyo 2020 Olympics probably benefits her.
I'm kind of seeing it as sort of a blessing. I don't think I was ready to compete in an Olympics last year, and I've had an extra year to train and kind of mature and understand the kind of athlete I want to be, and it's really been incredible. I feel way more ready than I was before, and I'm really, really excited to see what happens.
Harrison says she's trying to ignore the back and forth in Japan about whether these Olympics should be canceled because of the ongoing pandemic. She says she's really confident the Tokyo Games will take place this summer. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.